Now, Dr. Harley, since learning a second language is a difficult process, you know, in one way or another, are there any methods so far, effective methods to teach a second language?
There again, no method is absolutely effective in all situations. Some may prove effective, others may not. I mean, all depending on specific conditions. But generally speaking, there are a number of methods that have been used to teach a second language.
Could you mention a few?
For instance, there is the traditional method. This method is based on translation from one language to another, and it emphasizes grammar teaching. And then you have direct methods, which focuses on conversational skills, and all teaching must be carried out in the second language.
Oh, I see. Any other methods?
Yes. For example, the audiolingual method. This method emphasizes speaking and listening before reading and writing.
How interesting.
Then you have the immersion method. This method teaches learners exclusively through the medium of the second language.
How?
Well, it simply means that you cannot speak mother tongue. Everything must be done in the language you are learning. To me, the most natural method of learning a new language is what I call submersion. That is, to go to that country and be surrounded exclusively by speakers of that language.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harley, for introducing some of the language teaching methods. Now, let's move on to something a bit theoretical. Since second language acquisition and teaching are a fascinating area for researchers, are there any theories to explain second language acquisition?
Yes. Many theories and models have been put forward by researchers so far. Today, I'd like to mention the five hypotheses proposed by Stephen Krashen.
Okay.
The five hypotheses form what he calls the monitor model of second language learning.